This is
Make It Kind.
M.I.P.
with Masamela Matfumo.
Mark Thompson.
Make It Kind.
Get woke.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
Habari Gani, what's the news? Once again, mamas and babas, what's the news? We say Habari Gani when we greet one another on this day and every day of Kwanzaa. Today, the principle, the response to Habari Gani is Nia, purpose. What is our collective purpose? What is your purpose? What is my purpose? What are we doing with ourselves here to help us out as this holiday is meant to do, to give us a sense of purpose? Once again, we have no better authority. That is the authority of our guest, professor and chair of Africana Studies, California State University, Long Beach, executive director of the African American Cultural Center, US. He is none other than the creator of Kwanzaa and the Nguza Saba and the author of Kwanzaa, the definitive work, Kwanzaa, a celebration of family, community, and culture, and also the author of Introduction to Black Studies, fourth edition. We need to get that back in our libraries as well, considering the assault on our history and our education and the Black Studies movement that he helped to found during that era. This is a veteran of that struggle. There was that moment in our history when Dr. Kering and others were on the front line at the schools saying, we need African-American studies. That's right. Is under assault now. So that's another important part of history we need to understand. Dr. Maulana Karenga, the creator of Kwanzaa and Nguza Saba, once again. Dr. Karenga, Habari Gani.
Nia, Habari Gani, my Smith. It's so good to see you again and talk with you again and with your audience. And Asante, I can never say it too much. Asante, for all the good you bring into the world in this time of talking about shared work and shared wealth and sharing all the good in life. This Nia, the fifth principle of Kwanzaa, means purpose. And the text tells us that this principle calls on us to make our collective vocation the building and development of our community in order to restore our people to their traditional greatness. The principle and practice of Nia calls on us to do good in and for the world, to pursue and practice freedom and justice and peace and caring and sharing and all that contributes to African and human good and the well-being of the world. Indeed, the ancestors teach us in the Odu Ifa that we should do things with joy. For surely, it says, humans have been divinely chosen and rightfully challenged and righteously challenged to do good in the world. And this is our fundamental mission and meaning of human life. And they remind us, our ancestors, in the Hosea, the sacred text of ancient Egypt, that the good we do for others, we're also doing for ourselves, for we're building the good and promising world we all want and deserve to live in and leave as a storehouse of good for those who come after us. Here it is important to recognize that in the best of African ethical tradition, when we say return our people to their traditional greatness, that greatness does not lie in material wealth. Greatness does not lie in military might or scientific or technological knowledge, even though we might think so. It lies in the good we do with what we have. Thus the Hosea says, quote, the wise are known by their wisdom, but the great are known by their good deeds. This teaching instructs us to move beyond the idol worship of wealth and technology and science. Not to condemn it, but not to worship it, and to question it, and to seek answers of how we put this wealth, this technology, this science in service of the masses of people who need the most, as Nana Mary McLeod Bethune urged us to do. She said, it's up to us, African people, to discover who know and who have the means to discover the dawn and give it to our people, the masses of our people and our youth. In a word, we are compelled to ask in all we do, how does it benefit the world and the people in it who need it most? In fact, we measure the moral quality of any society by how it treats its most vulnerable, right? This teaching of the Hosea parallels and reinforces the teaching in the Odu Ifai. It says, as I've said so many times, it taught, and I teach with such joy. The Odu, the sacred text of our Yoruba ancestors, said, let's do things with joy, for surely humans have been divinely chosen to bring good into the world. And this is the fundamental mission and meaning of human life. So let us do good in and for the world. Let us be exalted by the good we do, the good heaven and history has chosen us to do. If we are chosen, though, guess what? If the ancestors said we are divinely chosen to bring good in the world, we must remember that even as we are chosen, we must also choose. And we must choose to be chosen. We must choose to be chosen. We must choose to be excellent as they have said we are. And we must choose and see ourselves chosen, not over and against any other people, right? But chosen with all other people to do what? To create, to increase and sustain good in the world. And in this choosing, let us always choose life over death, justice over injustice, freedom over oppression, self-inflicted. Let us choose peace over war, right? Let's choose freedom over oppression, whether it's self-inflicted or imposed by others.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
We cannot hurt ourselves. We must value ourselves. But we must always defend ourselves against imposition and oppression by others. We have a right and responsibility to resist, Nana Haji Malcolm told us. All our great leaders told us that. In fact, in the Hosea, it says we are morally commanded not to struggle against those who struggle against us, but to make peace with those who make peace with us. For exceedingly good is the presence of peace, and there is no blame in peace for those who practice it. But again, it must be a just and good peace, not an imposition. And so we must choose peace over war, love over hatred, truth over lies in any form, and a good life for everyone, not just for ourselves. And this then lies the moral meaning of our lives, to choose to do good and to do good in the world, and to do it not only for ourselves, but again, for the world and all in it. For the Oduifa tells us that, quote, when it is our turn to take responsibility for the world, we should do good for the world. Indeed, the Odu says, doing good worldwide is the best expression of character. I repeat, doing good worldwide, the elders said, the ancestors said, doing good worldwide is the best expression of character. For surely, everyone deserves and has a right to the good and goods of the world and in the world. Hotel Aishe Hedi.
Near purpose, Mamas and Babas, this fifth day of Kwanzaa. Want to lift up a couple of things as we've been talking throughout the course of the week. And that's a beautiful thing Dr. Karenga just said. Choose to be chosen.
Yes.
And how many of us don't do things or don't get involved or don't take initiative because we've been convinced we're not supposed to. We aren't the ones who are made that way. I'm not built for that. No, we are all chosen. Choose to be chosen and see yourself that way. And also, I always like to invoke Nanakwajo Boafo, the Reverend Willie Wilson, on this particular day of principle. He preaches a sermon, folks, where he says, you know, our purpose in life is not simply to be robots or automatons. It's not to wake up early, to go to work early, to get off work early, to get home early, to have dinner early, to go to bed early, to then start all over again, to wake up early, to go to work early, to leave work early, to go to bed early. That those routines just become routines. We have more purpose in our lives than just that. And so please keep that in mind, Mamas and Babas, as we recognize this day of near purpose. And we've mentioned two of the publications, but I do want to mention a couple of others because Dr. Karenga this whole week has invoked the Hosea, the Oduifa. I want people to be aware of his authorship of Kawaida and Questions of Life and Struggle. You want to read that. His authorship of Ma'at, The Moral Ideal in Ancient Egypt, A Study in Classical African Ethics. He's talked about ethics this week. The Hosea, The Sacred Wisdom of Ancient Egypt. And these can all be found in MaulanaKarenga.com. And lastly, but not leastly, Oduifa, The Ethical Teachings. Let's invoke that scholarship and do our reading. We have the ability to read and teach ourselves. We don't have to wait on some governor in a state to give permission for us to have African-American studies or AP African-American history. We can read this and share with our children and our family members today. Get a book, have a book club talking about some of these books amongst your family and friends and neighbors. These are things, again, this shouldn't be just 7 days. This should inspire us to be this way for the other days of the year as well. Habari Gani, Mamas and Babas, on this fifth day of Kuumba. Yes.
And if I can say that, get them at Sankore Press. That the sister owned that press, and she publishes most of my book, Sankore Press.
Sankore Press.
.com.
Sankore Press. And again, folks, that's Ujamaa. We must support our institutions, Sankore Press. All right, everybody. Purpose, Nia. Tomorrow is Creativity Kuumba. Join us again tomorrow. Enjoy this day of Kwanzaa, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Kwanzaa.
Thanks for getting woke and listening to Make It Plain. As always, perform an act of kindness on behalf of an elder or young person. Write a letter to a sister or brother who just so happens to find her or himself incarcerated. Offer libations to the ancestors upon whose sturdy shoulders we all now stand. And above all, give thanks to the God of your understanding by whatever name you call her and him. All God asks of us is that we give each other love. Thanks for giving MIP love. And please remember to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If all hearts and minds are clear, it has been made plain.